Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
The opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass was controlled for a moment by Oklahoma, but they lost out of bounds, so the ball's going to go to Mountain Home. As we are just in underway here, is Yonkers giving it to Moore in the left corner. She immediately puts up the three, misses everything, but Foss is there for the offensive rebound and the putback. Mountain Home strikes first, 2-0 our scores. We're 17 seconds into this contest. Here is Hogan with it. She'll throw it up top to Sanders. Mount Holman, a man-to-man.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have the speed advantage on this. They may have a size advantage down low. That's what they're going to try to put their head down and go.
And Sanders did try to put her head down and go for the layup. She couldn't get it to go. The rebound was knocked around and finally controlled by Linder. So Oklahoma sets back up. Going into lane for the layup was, those front numbers are so small I can't really see them. But it looks like a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt.
There's number 30 going in for the layup that missed it.
Hey, okay, yeah, Garner.
Garner, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Foul's on Olivia Linder, her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Flame. And back comes Mount Home. Here is McCarr within the paint. She'll throw it up top to Yonkers. Over on the right side of Mitchell, she drills to the corner, goes down toward the low block, finds Moore at the free throw line up top to Yonkers. She puts up the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Garner. She's going to go. I thought she was about to go coast-to-coast for the layup, but no, instead she throws it out. Putting up the three on the right side was Linder. Way too strong, and rebounds controlled by Yonkers. Tries to throw it to Mitchell. Ball knocked away by Linder. It goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Home's ball, and Linder's walking a little bit gingerly now. She's staying in there. Yonkers inbounds it to Moore at the left elbow. Finds Fosnes. She's going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked by Sanders, and the Flame come up with the ball.
Yeah, good hands right there by the Flame. Gabriel get a hand up on the ball, straight up, belly up on Livy.
Hogan with it, dribbles to the left side. Thought about three, and instead she's going to throw it up top to Garner. She is going to put up the three-pointer. Good.
He has a deep three.
Caroline Garner gives Oklahoma their first lead of the night. 3-2 our score with 6:15 left in the first quarter.
The Flame's in the zone here.
Ball knocked away by Sanders on the low block. It goes out of bounds. Mount Home will inbound it underneath their basket with 6:11 left in the opening quarter.
Garner's their best player. She's number 30, little lefty guard. She's a good little player.
Yonkers inbounds it to McCarn. Up top to goes to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to dribble into the lane. Gives
nice
it to Fosnes for the jumper. Won't go. It gets her own rebound. Throws it back out to Moore. Moore dribbles on the right side. She's going to put up the jumper. This one won't go either, and Sanders gets the rebound.
I said we were going to have a good shooting night. Maybe I jinxed this.
At least you can't put it on me this time.
That's right.
Here's Sanders with it. She's going to throw it down to Linder in the paint. She's going to put up the layup. Good. Olivia Linder with her first 2 points. It is a 5-2 Oklahoma lead right now. 5:36 left in the first quarter. Ball is with Mitchell down to McCarn. She tried to get the pass, but couldn't handle it. And Sanders comes up with a steal. Linder with it on the right side. She'll give it down to Hay in the right corner. She dribbles into the paint, and it's called for the travel. So Oklahoma will turn it over with 5:17 left in the first quarter.
Have a slow start. Lady Bombers getting good shots, just not getting some of them to fall.
Mm-hmm. Naisha Hogan checking in for Oklahoma, replacing Mel Sanders. Naisha Hogan is a 5'8" seventh grader.
Seventh grader?
Yes.
Okay.
Here is Mitchell with it. She's going to throw it down to Moore at the low block. She's going to dribble back out to the wing, gives it back to Mitchell. Mitchell dribbling between the circles. Over on the right side to Yonkers. To McCorn just outside the lane. She's going into the paint for the turnaround jumper. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Oklahoma. And back quickly they come. Here is Garner putting up the three on the right side. A little short, and the rebound's controlled by Mitchell. Back comes Mountain Home with it. Still 5-2 our score. 4:45 left. Mitchell puts up the three for the tie. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Oklahoma once again. I believe that was Hay with it.
Mountain Home zero for behind the arc.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of good shots. I think our only one little layup, wasn't it?
Yes. Nakai, yeah, it was a putback is what it was. Mm-hmm. Nakai Hogan gives up top to Garner. Garner takes the screen. She drills to the right side. Now her pass knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home. Lakin Moore is back the other way. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. It will go in. I thought it was about to bounce
out.
Yeah,
it almost rolled out. Good job, Lakin, out there getting her hands in the passing lane. Getting the steal for the Lady Bombers, taking it all the way.
5-4 Oklahoma up with 4 minutes left to play in the opening period. By the way, I noticed the shot clock counts down tens of seconds as well, by the way. Here is Hay with it. She'll give it to Nakia Hogan, or Naisha Hogan, that is. Here is Linder with it up top. She'll throw it over on the right side, going down into lane, and now ball goes out to Hay. About to Linder. Her three-pointer was a little strong, and the rebound is controlled by Nakia Hogan, and now a
shot clock violation.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep, because it
never did hit the rim. Do they have the shot clock in Oklahoma?
I think so.
Yes.
Yes, so they do. Anna McCarr checking out of the game as she was replaced by Whitten Coleman, a 5'7" senior. And for Oklahoma, looks like
number 50 come back
Caroline
in.
Garner checks out as Mel Sanders comes back in. I think they had another sub a moment ago. Libby Fossas passes to her. It's a little bit out of reach. And that's another turnover as the ball goes out of bounds. Yeah, Felicity Kloss checks in for Oklahoma as well. She is a 5'8 junior. Now for Mountain Home, Fossas is going to take a seat as McCarr comes right back in.
Yeah, that was actually a really good pass in there. Hit off of Libby's hands. That's one she normally catches. Right now, Mountain Home just seems like they haven't got off the bus yet. She can get woken up.
Linder with it, and she's fouled as she brings it into the front court. Jay the Yonkers picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the first quarter. So 3:19 left to play in the opening quarter. Inbound pass goes to Kloss. She will give it to Nakia Hogan, or Naisha Hogan, that is. Ball goes down on the low block to Sanders. Ooh, very close to that baseline. She throws off the leg of McCarron. Good play by Sanders as it goes out of bounds, and it will be Oklahoma inbounding once again. Libby Fossas comes right back in to replace Hannah McCarron. And for Oklahoma, Caroline Garner will come back in as Olivia Linder takes a seat. Both teams have them pretty quickly.
Yeah, trying to get a flow. Mountain Home just trying to figure out a flow and who can get them something going on the floor here. No,
inbound
that's not
pass
right. Call.
Went up top and going into the lane for the layup was Nakia Hogan. She couldn't get it to go, but she draws a blocking foul. Who'd they call that on?
Yonkers. That's her second.
Yes, it is.
Jayla was sitting right there. She was sitting there ready to take a charge. And that's a tough one.
Nakia Hogan does miss the first free throw. Lakin Anderson's coming in to the game for the first time tonight, replacing Jayla Yonkers. Anderson, a 5'6 junior. Second free throw is up. She misses both. Rebounds knocked around and controlled by Fossas. Here's Mitchell with it in the front court. Gives it to Coleman near the left corner. Out to Moore on the wing. Thought about three now. Instead, she's going to dribble toward the lane. Kicks out to Coleman in the left corner. Her three-pointer is off the mark, and the rebound is controlled by Nakia Hogan.
Way off the mark. Witness got a little quick there on the shot. Missed everything.
Nakia Hogan into the front court. She'll give it to Garner. Back to Nakia Hogan. She has it between the circles. Now she's going down into the lane, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Coleman. And she's fouled in the backcourt. They're going to get Nyesha Hogan with that foul. That is her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Flame here in the first quarter. It looks like Jenna Hayes is going to come back in as Nakia Hogan takes a seat.
None of them's doing what they need to on the defensive side of the ball. They just haven't got anything going on the offensive side.
Yep. Moore with it. She's going to pull up for the three for the lead.
Good. That's a good start.
Megan Moore with 5 points.
Give it to your senior best player and let her get after it.
Our second lead changes. Mount Holmes up 7-5. 2:06 left in the first quarter. Here is Garner with it on the left side. She'll give it up top to Sanders. Over on the right side. Now goes Hay. Now Nyesha Hogan's going to pull up for the three up at the top to get the lead back. It won't go, and the ball's going to sail out of bounds.
Good job right there by Lakin blocking out, not letting Oklahoma get a second chance points on that.
As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Carve and Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar!
Martha was ready to switch to a career in IT.
There's always a need for IT specialists, especially with AI coming out and cybersecurity. It's practically recession-proof.
My Computer Career even provides job placement help.
The career specialists, they're very helpful. They care about you as a person, not just a number to them. I would recommend My Computer Career wholeheartedly to anyone.
Take the free career evaluation today. Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Not available in Washington State.
Classic by Kloss.
Now let me start. I know the zone's kind of got them shooting the ball outside. They just need to step into some threes or step into some shots. Every shot they've had right now kind of has her going away. And when we've been able to step into some shots, we've been able to make some. So maybe we get to the free throw line, see a couple go down in this next little bit.
36 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Here's Garner into the lane. She's going in for the layup. Off the glass, won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Mitchell. She throws it to Coleman into the front court for the layup, off the glass, and in.
That's how you do it right there.
Wynn Coleman with their first 2 points. Snaps on back up 9-7. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. Ball goes to Sanders. She is quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. It won't go. Coleman gets the rebound from Matt Tome. And so she'll give it to Moore. They get home for the last shot of the period, down to 7 seconds, as a matter of fact. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Won't go. For Anderson, McCart tries to get the rebound, put it back up. It won't go, and we've come to the end of the first quarter.
Looked like Anna did a good job on an offensive rebound, just didn't unable to get the foul.
So after 8 minutes of play, it is Mountain Home leading Oklahoma 9-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial